From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump indicated a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict may not be the only path to peace. Speaking at a White House news conference Wednesday with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Trump said he's also looked at a one-state solution and will be happy with the one acceptable to both parties.
I thought for a while the two-state looked like it may be the easier of the two. But honestly, if Bibi and if the Palestinians, if Israel and the Palestinians are happy, I'm happy with the one they like the best.
Mr. Netanyahu said the Palestinians were made an obstacle to peace.
The persistent Palestinian refusal to recognize a Jewish state in any boundary, this persistent rejectionism, that's the reason we don't have peace.
But Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas reaffirmed his support of the two-state solution, ending Israeli occupation and establishing a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Randolph Macon College history professor Michael Fishback expressed surprise at this apparent change in long-held U.S. policy.
The Palestinians, compared to where they were, have made huge concessions in terms of what's their bottom line, not a defeat of Israel, not return to 1948, to take 23% of Palestine, call it a state, and leave it at that. So the ingredients have been there.
Mr. Trump also called on Mr. Netanyahu to pull back on Jewish settlements. 6 years after an uprising that brought down longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi, Libyan factions meeting in Cairo Wednesday agreed on an Egyptian-mediated roadmap toward unity. But two leaders, Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj of the Unity Government and Khalifa Haftar, military commander of the East Administration, failed to meet. They did agree to form a joint committee to negotiate reconciliation and hold elections. This is VOA News. Syrian talks on shoring up a ceasefire are underway Thursday in the Kazakh capital Astana, delayed by a day over the threat by the opposition to boycott over what they called repeated government violations of the truce. It precedes next week's next round of Geneva talks on the political future of Syria. UN diplomat Stefan de Mistura said Wednesday those talks will be based on Security Council Resolution 2254.
A new form of governance, a new constitution, and new elections under UN supervision.
And he rejected any change to the agenda, saying it would only open a Pandora's box of stalling and time-wasting. U.S. commander in Iraq told Reuters Wednesday the Islamic State will put up a stiff fight for the defense of western part of Mosul.
It's hard, and it's hard every day here, and there's no guarantee, certainly, when you're fighting. There's no timetable. It's a determined enemy that we're up against. But we have the utmost confidence that the Iraqi security forces supported by the coalition are going to be able to dominate Daesh at the point of decision.
Colonel Patrick Work, commander of the 2nd Brigade, 82nd Airborne Division, saying the IS group is being degraded daily. The U.S. backing is part of the effort to retake the city with artillery and air support. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis sought Wednesday to allay the concerns of the transatlantic NATO Defense Alliance about America's commitment to Europe's security. Speaking in Brussels, he told his defense colleagues the alliance is central to the relationship between Washington and its European allies. But he also said that NATO members must honor past military spending commitments.
And it's absolutely appropriate, as a European Minister of Defense said last week, it's a fair demand that all who benefit from the best defense in the world carry their proportionate share of the necessary cost to defend freedom. And we should never forget, ultimately, it is freedom that we defend here at NATO.
While NATO's European members in Canada have increased spending, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said it's not enough. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Germany on his maiden trip as America's top diplomat, attending a G20 forum of world economies. The former ExxonMobil chief executive planning to meet his counterparts from several countries, including Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Europe's top rights institution, the Council of Europe, has urged Turkey to change course and reverse violations of media freedoms and the rule of law. The call comes as Ankara prepares to put major constitutional questions to a popular referendum in April that switches to a presidential system of government critics say will give too much power to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Boeing aircraft workers in South Carolina Wednesday voted overwhelmingly to reject unionization, the vote coming 2 days before President Trump visits the plant in North Charleston. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.